Hi, you've arrived at another edition of Outside the Box, where we see both the peaks and valleys of life. Today's topic is peak economy. I'm enjoying a short radio feature I hear almost every week called Peak Oil Check-In. The main message I take from the series is that we've used more than half the oil on the planet. We're over the peak and starting to run out of oil and other non-renewable energy sources. We have to be frugal about what we use and find ways to use less while we create substitutes for those parts of our lives where energy is required. It seems to me that the same could be said of our economy, at least the part made up of goods and natural resources. We've reached what I would call peak economy. We're starting to use up our goods and the resources we need to produce them. We're seeing shortages. Water, wood, fish, arable land, certain minerals, and more. So we better figure out how to stretch what we have left if we don't want our economy to run out of goods and natural resources and then collapse. So here are a few suggestions to cut our resource use. We could keep our peak economy as long as we adjust just a little bit. A first suggestion. We could use two or even just one paper plate for the chili or salad we eat on picnics this summer. These foods are really three paper plate items, so we might actually reduce our paper usage at picnics by as much as 2/3. And we could reuse our plasticware a second time and cut paper napkin use from 4 to 2 as well. Another suggestion. We could vacation in Paris, Maine this summer instead of Paris, France. We could limit our driving around the block in cities looking for a parking space to no more than 10 minutes instead of 20. And we could more than double the distance from 1/10 of a mile to 1/4 mile. Those of us with able bodies would walk from our parking space to the exercise center. We could start buying vegetables and fruits locally during the summer growing months, July through September. We could even plant a few tomatoes in the corner of our lawn so there's less grass to mow. We could upgrade to a more fuel-efficient car or truck, one that gets more than 30 miles per gallon. We could limit our pairs of shoes we have to 10 and buy more of them from thrift shops. We could drink only 2 bottles of water a day instead of 3. We could buy more stuff made in Mexico instead of China, since it will reduce transportation costs and fuel use. We could lower thermostats from 70 or 72 degrees to 69. Finally, We could watch TV and listen to the radio less, since it would reduce the use of electricity or batteries. Oh dear, this is on the radio, isn't it? Well, there. That was easy. We hardly had to do anything to fix a severely messed up economy and keep it at a peak performance. Just practice these 10 easy steps and the problem will be solved. I realize you may think these examples are just not enough, that we're just scratching the surface of the peak economy problem instead of getting closer to the radical simplicity that's needed for how we live our lives. That's because it's hard to let go of our current lifestyle. Do we really have to do that? If you think this list is not enough, what would you suggest? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll come up with a better list of what we really need to do to adjust our economy to a planet with less petroleum and other resources.